Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. It's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, also Tallgrass Motors, and powered on Facebook Live by RFS Bank. His Honor the Mayor, how you doing there, Mayor Copeland?
Good morning, Tom. I'm great. It's a little chilly out this morning, but it's a beautiful day.
Yeah. Do we own a church yet?
No, sir. We don't. Okay. Interesting concept. We'll see where it goes.
All right.
We discussed that last night. First Christian Church, which is there at the corner of Osage and 6th Street, or Silas Street, just north of the community center, east of the Price Tower, has offered to provide that to us. But obviously there's a lot of questions that people have about how the city might benefit from that, what purpose it might have. So we talked about that last night, didn't do anything, take any action, but we're going to pursue the idea. We did go ahead and authorize staff to issue a request for proposal, an RFP, to look at the need for that sort of a facility in terms of an activity center, a convention center. Does that exist for our area? What might that look like? What's the best location? How much space would be needed? What amenities? And then we can put those two things together, and I think can have a good conversation about, does this fit our needs? Appreciate the First Christian Church and their thought about the city of Bartlesville and being very supportive, but we'll look at that and see what it develops into. I suspect that study will take a few months, so it'll be a while, but this will come back to the council. We'll see where we go.
All right. I understand we have some accolades last night.
Yes, sir. A couple of things that we're very happy to deal with. Kevin McCullough came up from the Oklahoma Law Enforcement Accreditation Program and presented Chief Rolls with a certificate called Agency Verification Accreditation, something that looks at our police department as a whole. How do they operate? How do they communicate? What is their performance? And I think it's well-deserved. We have a great police department. Chief Rolls, it's good to have him back in town, and Captain Kevin Eichelberry. They both spent a lot of time, 13 weeks, at an advanced training, very grueling, I think, at times, training. But the city will be better for it, and we're glad to have them back home just in time for Christmas.
There we go. I saw them both the other day looking really good, and boy, they were thankful to be back home.
They are. Then we had former mayor Tom Gorman, who now serves on the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, and former mayor, now Senator Julie Daniels, with us last night. Tom brought forth an award from the Oklahoma Water Resources Board. We call it OWRB, but for the Water for 2060 Excellence Award for the city. Bartlesville, I think people perhaps aren't as aware, has really been in a pioneering type position. We've talked for more than 20 years, going back to Mayor Locken, that we lost recently. But what do we do when the water supply gets very, very low? It's hard to satisfy the needs of your community, much less bring in more people into the community. So we looked at more water supply. We looked at building a new lake. We looked at different methods. We've talked with Copan. We finally, after many, many years and the help of Senator Inhofe, got access to storage at Copan Lake. And then the water reuse piece, which is another thing that we took action on last night. So the OWRB recognized Bartlesville's efforts, city staff, a lot of city citizens over many, many years have culminated in this. And just proud to be in Bartlesville, the forward thinking and forward looking and the work and the planning that got us there. So we were happy to get that recognition.
Indeed. Also, it looks like we've got some other things regarding our water. With the Chickasaw Wastewater Treatment Plant.
Yes, last night, once a year, the Veolia Corporation does a report. They operate the wastewater plant for us, and everyone agrees that wastewater plants, sewer plants, are not terribly exciting. You'd just rather pretend that they didn't exist.
But if they didn't exist, we'd be in trouble.
When I tell you, when you push that silver handle at home, you just expect it to disappear, whatever it is, and you don't want to think about it anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's great when it works, and it almost always works. But if it didn't, as Councilmember Roan mentioned last night, what if we went back to the good old days when people had facilities perhaps in their backyard? Then you have a flood, and you can just, we won't go that, but you can imagine the problems that would be. So we have an excellent wastewater facility. Their report runs to many pages, but they do a very good job. Along with that, we awarded a bid for the first phase of the water reuse, which is another piece of that water supply for long range.
Yeah.
For the pump system, and what's called the outflow, where the water will be fed back into the river. Right now, we feed the water into the river, but right there at the wastewater plant, which is just, it's on Tuxedo, just east of Johnstone Park. This water line, when it's completed, will take the water north about, I think it's around 3.5 miles, up to 9th Street in Dewey, Road 1500, and put it back into the same river, but at a place upstream, several million gallons per day, which can then flow and oxidation. Mr. Lauritsen uses a lot of really big words.
Yes, he does.
the ultimate benefit is that the city will have increased water capacity, and that's important to us. So we did both those things last night, and we'll continue to move forward with the pipeline grant or our project award sometime in the future.
Now, Mayor Copeland, I understand we have a lot of openings on authorities, boards, commissions, and committees. This is where people can really stick their foot into it here and make a be a player.
It really is. I think sometimes people just don't know, and it's not their fault.
No.
We try to communicate with a variety of methods. I always recommend CityBeat, but if you don't know, you really can't understand. And one of the best ways to know is to get involved in one of the 25 or so committees, commissions, authorities, and boards that we have. And then you get to not only hear and learn more, but you get to have a voice on what those committees, boards, and commissions decide, which is a tremendous help to the city council. Right now we have openings on the Ambulance Commission, Bartlesville Area History Museum Trust, Bartlesville Convention Visitors Bureau, known as Visit Bartlesville, the Board of Adjustment, Construction and Fire Code Appeals Board, and the White Rose Cemetery. There are others also, so you can apply for any of those, not just these. And when openings occur, those applications are considered to what's the best choice to help augment, supplement, benefit not only that committee but the entire city. So I always encourage people to go to cityofbartlesville.org. Get an app, download an app, submit an app, go by City Hall, go up to the second floor and talk to Miss Elaine Baines there in the city manager's office.
There you go. I understand that we transferred some ownership of property here in hopes of making good things happen.
There is a shortage of all kinds of housing. The housing inventory in Bartlesville is tight, and although that's very good if you're selling a house, not so good if you're trying to buy a place or rent a place to live. Mm-hmm. So particularly apartments, particularly those residences that are located close to our central business downtown core district, have been in very high demand. This particular piece of property, Tom, is located, we give the addresses or the legals, which don't always help people, Adams Boulevard, just south of the post office, just west of the Sonic, which is mostly empty. The Arvest drive-through teller, automated teller, is there. A lot of people may know where that is. A company, a group from Coffeyville several years ago put a tiny house that's sitting there. Mm-hmm. That's the location we're talking about. Largely empty lot. Obviously, it is owned by the city, which doesn't keep it on the tax rolls. So the purpose of a TIF, a tax increment financing district, is to improve and upgrade and serve the community while enhancing the tax base, the increment part of the tax financing. And this would fit very well in that. The developer out of Missouri, I believe, I have their name somewhere, DHTC Development LLC, has done this in many other locations. Right now they're working, I understand, in Broken Arrow and Owosso. This could be between 54 to 60 units. It's still under design and development of what's called moderate income housing that would really be inclined toward people that perhaps work downtown, that have one of the schools, of course St. John's School is there close, Central School is very close, that need a place to live, perhaps older people, perhaps folks that's just one or two people in the family, but certainly would serve a need that we have in the community. The city owned that property from, I think, back in 2006. Mm-hmm. So what we did last night is took action to transfer legal ownership of that to the BRTC, the Bartlesville Redevelopment Trust Authority, BRTA, too many letters in government. But they will then use that to develop an agreement with the developer to put these apartments up. Now, there will be several fail-safes, if you will. Mm-hmm. If they don't get their tax credit financing, which is critical to the success of the program, the property would remain the ownership of the city or the BRTA. If the project didn't go forward by some particular date, so this doesn't drag on for many, many years, that would not transfer. So it's not just giving a piece of property, it's giving it for a specific design and development that the city sees value. I think the apartments would be a really great thing. The other apartments that are downtown tend to have very high occupancy, so this looked like a really great thing, and we approved that last night.
Very good. I understand Pathfinder is getting a little bit of a makeover down there by Seniors also.
Pathfinder is really popular in Bartlesville. We continue to want to improve that and expand it, but the area from Highway 75, which people identify as Chick-fil-A, Senior Salsa, right in that area, from just west of there, there's a little parking lot that was installed about a year ago, over not quite to Lee Lake, but that area that lies along Turkey Creek, there's a water line that runs through there, and the city department is in working on that, doing repairs. Mm-hmm. So that area will be closed as they'll have equipment. You really don't want to be in there jogging or riding a bike or walking. So just avoid that part of Pathfinder. The rest of Pathfinder is open. They plan to start on that this morning, the 7th, and hope to have it cleared up by Friday. So it won't be a long time, but just a few days.
I understand sales tax receipts continue to climb.
Yeah, we are happy about that. Sales taxes are up. They were up 16% last month. That's $263,000. They're up over 13%, a little over $1.1 million year to date. And you have to remember our year, our fiscal year runs from July 1. So we're talking July, August, September, October. It tells us that people are active, people are shopping, and more importantly, they're shopping at home. They're shopping with our neighbors that operate businesses here, people that advertise with the radio station, people that support Little League and all of the different things that someone in another state or another nation around the world don't do. So we're really encouraged by that. It's a whole lot easier to budget when you have enough money, and to have a little more than you'd planned for is even better.
Oh, indeed. We got a lot of things, a lot of hammers and nails and jackhammers going around here with some new businesses going up.
There's a lot of new businesses popping up, and this is not an all-inclusive list, but as you drive around town, they're just east of the highway, just east of the Starbucks location, new building going up. It's already up, but they're finishing that out, which will be a Schlotzky's. If you go across the highway on the west, just south of the CVS in front of the old Kmart, mm-hmm. That is a Bricktown Brewery. This morning I see they've started putting up Red Iron.
Yes, they did.
They're steel up. That's exciting. In that same building, the Kmart building behind it, is a new company I have not heard of called Shoe Show. So that's going in. We'll open as soon as possible. They're getting that space configured. Just as you come to the radio station this morning, Tom, mm-hmm. where the old Phillips station used to be, yeah. across from the hospital,
yep.
is Tropical Smoothie.
Yeah.
They're still continuing to work finishing that. As you go south on 75, down about the 55 Plus Center, before you get to Limestone Corner, there is the Luigi's building. And that building is an amazing looking facility. I don't know when they plan to move, but that is up and looks like it's about to be closed mm-hmm. out. Silver Lake Village, which is in the area on Adams, just across from Lee Lake, is a place called Bling Boutique. Another one I'm not familiar with, will be brand new for the city.
I have a 14-year-old daughter. I think I'm going to have
to get
familiar
with it.
Knows about
Bling? Okay. I don't know that's for you and I. But
no.
Okay. Then down 75 and Price Road, there by the Staples, the mall there on that northeast corner, HTO, mm-hmm. That again is a facility to provide specialty beverages, mm-hmm. and they're going to be starting a building there. The paddle boats on Lee Lake.
Yes.
You know, we talked about that originally being available in September, October, and it's been a little bit slower. Those things happen when you're doing projects, but they're laying in electric. They are getting ready to start construction on their floating dock and get that online and have paddle boats that people can rent. Lots going on.
And lastly, before we leave here, what was the local impact economically from the Apple Movie Project? I understand it's pretty good.
I can't tell you a number, but it had to be good. I don't know how much of that the sales tax we talked about is attributed to, but we do know that you could not get a motel room in this community for some period of time. Some of the hotel-motel facilities were just totally full, closed out. And that's frustrating when you want to get a motel room for yourself or your family, but the impact they had on everything from food service, shopping, dry cleaning, buying fuel. They lived here. Mm-hmm. The Siemens building out west of town, the three-story building and part of the production facility that they rented for all of that time. You would go by there, that parking lot was completely full. There were semis parked in there. So there's no question. It's going to be exciting to see the movie when it comes out.
Oh, sure.
You can say, I recognize that place right there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no question they had a big, big impact not on the whole state, but especially Bartlesville and Pawhuska.
Mayor Copeland, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. Take care now.